Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of working today, you were in this building in this exact seat.
Yes.
6 to 9, and you're back on the radio. This is like a hostile takeover.
You know, it's like boiling water, right? You just don't notice it, and then all of a sudden, it's all arena all the time.
Yeah. How about tomorrow? Susie really wants to do the show. I bet Jordana, Dave, if you called Jordana and said, hey, Rena's in for you, she wouldn't be devastated, would
no,
she?
No, not at all.
How about tomorrow you go with 9 to 6 on the station? Be a test, because it'd be a tough day to do the show, and you have to do it solo, 9 to 6.
Okay.
But by 2 o'clock, what would you be discussing?
By 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
I don't know. Inner ear issues. I honestly, I could not even imagine having to talk for that long.
Tell me, Rena, your thoughts. Let's get to it earlier on inner ear issues. Pro or con?
Oh, I'm con.
Yeah,
I'm con inner ear issues.
I don't think anybody's pro. I heard you when I was going to a doctor's appointment, dealing with the sleep issue once again. You were having Kat Perkins. I heard Kat Perkins. Is this a weekend you think where a lot of people go out and check out music and check out fun? What's your gut tell you on that?
I think it depends on your age. I remember when, you know, friends would come home for Thanksgiving and you'd go out and you'd meet and you haven't seen them for, you know, months because they were away at college or they don't live here and they're in town to visit family. But now, no, you know me, I'd rather poke my own eyes out than go out somewhere.
Would that be in the 3 o'clock hour? When in the solo Rena show tomorrow? When would that be? When would you poke yourself in at least one eye?
Oh gosh, by 10 a.m. for sure. Like you're giving me way too much. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, please.
Yeah,
I wouldn't make it that long.
I wouldn't make
it that long at all.
There's an outside chance I'm going out tonight. I used to love the getting together the night before. I had tons more often than with the high school crew. Now, I'm the rarity. I live in Minnesota. Have lived here 90-some percent of my life, I guess. I don't normally interact with a single high school friend. And when I see them, it's great. I see a bunch of folks at the fair, and I love it. But I know so many people who still, in their close friendship circle, and they're anywhere from 40 to 80, and their high school friends are still their pals. You, of course, as we all know, are from Pittsburgh.
Right.
And grew up with your Terry Bradshaw jersey on. Do you have friends here?
Wearing it.
And you kind of shake your head at how close they still are with their high school friends.
You know what? I'm actually friends with some of my husband's high school friends. That's how ingrained it is here in Minnesota. It's a very Minnesota thing, I think. And being a transplant, you know, maybe you recognize it more. And
yeah,
maybe if I lived somewhere else, I would think the same thing. But I've lived in Minnesota for darn near, you know, half my life at this point. So
it's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think that it feels very Minnesota to me, but I've also only lived a couple of places.
David, what do you think? Is this more Minnesotan, or is this one of those where we think it's Minnesotan? The number of people, even if it's 20, 30, 40 years or more after high school, and they're still tight with a number of high school friends. I'm not blaming them, by the way. I'm not casting any aspersions. I'm just saying it is omnipresent for me in this town.
I think it's Midwest, not Minnesotan. But I think it is like a Midwest thing where we typically are staying home more often, smaller communities, and you know the people and do your whole life with those people.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Are you also working TV today?
No, I'm off from TV.
Quit.
So I'm officially on vacation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, we did ask some people if they're working today. I work from home most of the time. These are texters. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226. Today I'm working, but no one in the company, including the CEOs, expects anything to get done. That's interesting. I mean, that's a good day to work then, if everybody's acknowledging that you really don't have to get anything done. Working today, end of the month, and also end of the year approaching, so need to finish progress. I'm a tow operator. Got to love the first snowstorm of the season. Yeah, this is ideal. Yes, I'm working. I'm in outside sales. If I want Friday off after Thanksgiving, we have to take a vacation day, which I'm doing. None of my customers work Friday anyway. That's a very good point. Mechanical HVAC, keeping folks warm before Thanksgiving holiday. Thank you. There are just certain jobs you want those folks to be available.
Absolutely.
Paralegal at law firm, working today, and it's a busy day. See, I would have guessed, Rena, that the law firms, it would not be a busy day.
Well, maybe they're trying to get stuff done ahead of the holiday, you know, so just to, like, push things through so they're not so far behind, you know, when things start up next week. But, you know, here's my thing about the day after Thanksgiving and yep. people not recognizing it as a holiday. I mean, I have to use my PTO to take Thanksgiving off. Like, I don't automatically get Thanksgiving off. We work in a business that's 24/7, 365.
Right.
So
that's
I have
different.
To use a vacation day to take Thanksgiving and the day off after. So I don't have any issue with that if, as long as you're given the amount of time. Like
okay.
I get generous PTO.
I heard like 150 days. Is that right?
165. That's close.
Yeah. Well, that is like, you know, this job, trust me, the first 20 years or so, I work tons of holidays. Now that I've worked in this business for 875 years, I get a little more latitude. And with the Wolves, there was no going to the Wolves and saying, you know, oh, it's my kid's birthday, I'm not going. No. I mean, I think we all have jobs that are kind of unique that way. Let's do this. More text. I want to tell me if you're working today. And then I want us to discuss what happened where Dave's kids go to school, and my school district, the school district that I attended, because they're way too soft today. Way, way too soft. We're back with that, back with Rena in moments on. Now, Harrigan came up with the bumper music theme. Did he tell you, by any chance, what is the bumper music theme? Is it in your voluminous notes somehow?
He did, and I'm not playing it.
Oh, you!
I mean,
I
mistakenly did not. I'll go find it now. I'm just playing random stuff.
Wow!
What do you think about that, Rena?
Yikes! I mean, like, what a disrespectful slap in the face!
Why'd you run him over in a car? I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Why do you hate him?
Yeah.
What did he ever do to you?
Yeah. Have you ever had a conflict? Have you ever, at one point, David Josephson, had any sort of run-in, so to speak, with Dave Harrigan?
Oh, no.
No.
Nope.
No. Do you have a Donnybrook radio story to tell?
I mean, not really. I've gotten very frustrated. I've thrown a set of headphones in this room before.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, maybe twice or something like that.
But is it ones you can share or not share? Because we love to gossip.
Yeah, I know.
Show.
It's not like a specific thing I can remember. It's just days when things don't go well, and you work so hard for something, and then it doesn't work.
Could it be that our equipment is from the 1930s?
Well, it could be part of that. Or some of it's, I'm sure some of it's working with people, but it's not like it's a person that
it's Adam, right? Come on, it's Adam. Just, Let's just say it's Adam.
Don't work out sometimes.
We want it to be Adam. By the way, your Linda's construction time check is 12:54. Time to protect your home with clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters. Installation labor, by the way, is 50% off through the end of the month. Okay, David, go ahead and tell Rena Sarginopoulos. She's, if you don't know, she's on WCCO TV. Tell her what happened yesterday
involving your two adorable children?
We got the numerous texts and emails yesterday at about 3:30, I think it was, stating that Robbinsdale School District will be going to an e-learning day today, the 26th, because of inclement weather that was going to cause safety issues throughout the district.
I mean, will tell you.
Yeah.
I already called Robbinsdale out for this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Knock it off. Are you kidding me? Let these kids have a snow day the day before Thanksgiving.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanksgiving, let the parents have a break. Like, stop it. That would have infuriated me.
You're stuck with these little urchins Thursday, Friday already. Wednesday is your day to have a little bit of fun, to button up what you need to get done, not having the kids around saying, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? No, come on. This is my school district. Edward D. Neal, Sandberg, Armstrong, come on. What's happened to my school district? I'm embarrassed.
You should be.
Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of reasons, but, you know, that's one of them.
Wow, that was uncalled for. I have feelings. Do we know? Text me right here, 651-461-9226. If any other school districts in the metro area, I get it. You know, the northern part of the state, they legitimately had 6 to 8 inches of snow.
Right.
They're hardier than us, by the way. They're tougher than us. Yes or no, do you think of the greater Minnesota folks as a little tougher than us metro wimps? Rena, did you give up on the segment? Or?
No, I'm sorry that you were talking to the texters.
Oh.
No, I do think that the further north you live, obviously, the more used to the cold and the snow. And, you know, Duluth gets a deluge every year of snow because the lake effect, like, they're used to it. They're better at this than we are. But, I mean, so you think the kids should have just gone to school? Not
hell,
I mean,
yes.
I think if they're going to call it, just call it. Don't make them do this online BS.
Well, okay, now,
that's what I think.
Okay, now, I heard Dave explain this to you during the Adam and Jordana show. This is another scam. Go ahead, explain it for the audience.
The school needs to get a certain amount of days that count as school days. So they tell us it's an e-learning day. And, for example, my kindergartner, the teacher said, if you email me acknowledging you got this email, or submit any of the simple tasks in the next week,
right,
we will count this as you attended school today. And that's what they need to do, I guess, for funding purposes, to check the box that we did this many days of school. But it's almost nothing.
Oh, my God.
In other words, what the Dave's kids have to, they have to email back and say, hello.
Yes.
And then it counts.
I am alive.
Exactly. Final text is for you. Rena, you're beautiful. What a nice text that was. Right?
Oh, my mom, she's listening. That's so nice.
She is, but she had a lot of other things to say, and I can't repeat those.
I believe.
Have a happy 100. Thanksgiving. We got to go.
You too, friends.
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.